Town, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longvine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longvine Auto Plaza, driven by LongvineAuto.com.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, quality products and great customer service are what we value most. And how important a clean environment is for you to see the newest from Chevy and Buick. Chevy is the only brand to earn J.D. Power Dependability Awards for 5 years in a row. And Buick has an incredible lineup of luxury SUVs. Need maintenance or repair work? Let our award-winning service professionals get you back on the road. It's our total commitment for more than 50 years that has made the difference. Come in today or visit us at LongvineAuto.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Keith Ewing News Time is 8:26. It is now 70 degrees this Monday morning, and it is time for our Newsmaker 2 segment with Savannah Chestnut as she gets ready to perform at the Granada Theater this week.
Savannah, good morning.
Hey, Savannah.
Good morning. Hey.
How are things going for you this morning?
Oh, good. I had to make sure I was up on time, but I do always manage to get up for you guys.
Well, we appreciate that.
We're glad.
You know, this is like number three. So you're three for three here, and we appreciate you setting that alarm clock and getting on with us early. We're always happy to talk with you. And so how things have been going overall since, I guess, post The Voice? Sounds like you've been busy.
Oh, so busy. But things have been going great. I'm seeing some better attendance at shows and getting booked at some bigger venues and events, so it's been great.
Along those lines here, Savannah, you'd mentioned here basically, you know, near the end of your time on The Voice that you were getting into those bigger venues and your schedule pretty well filled up fairly rapidly. You know, you already have a pretty decent regional footprint, but how big is that footprint expanding?
All over the U.S. this summer. We're booked all over the place from, you know, New Mexico, South Dakota, Iowa. Obviously, we're still playing a lot of shows around the Midwest, but, yeah, we're going to be everywhere.
So are you touring with anybody on the road here this summer, Savannah?
No, just myself and my band, okay. Mostly, but hopefully eventually we'll tour with someone bigger. That's the goal.
You had some great stuff coming out here just, was it, a couple of weeks ago when the debut of the video for Marlboro Man dropped.
Yes, that was so exciting. The video turned out so much better than I could have even asked for. So definitely, if people haven't seen that yet, you guys should go look up the Marlboro Man music video. I'm really proud of how it came out.
So what all went into that production, Savannah?
I drove out to the gal who filmed at her house out in Sedgwick, Kansas, and stayed there for a couple nights, and we did a whole bunch of filming for a few hours each day, and actually got pretty quick turnover, really, all things considered, with how most production video sort of deals go. So kind of fast. She worked quickly and got the video to me.
And now it's time for the Granada Theater. Let us know when and where folks need to stop by the Granada here this week.
Yes, we are super excited to be headlining the Granada Theater on June 11th. And the show will start at 7 p.m. You can get tickets through the Granada website. And please do that, because being from around Emporia, it would be kind of embarrassing if we show up and there's hardly anyone there. So
we're not going to let that happen. Wow. No way.
Well, I hope not. But no, headlining the Granada is like kind of a dream come true. It's just such a beautiful venue. And I've, you know, been there multiple times throughout my life. I've gone to concerts there when I was a kid, even as an adult. I think we even had one of our proms there. So getting to play there is really cool.
All right, so Friday night at the Granada Theater, get your tickets at the Granada Theater box office online at theemporiagranada.com. And, yeah, I have a feeling people are going to be ramped up and ready, Savannah. They've had a few events at the Granada, nothing of this significance, though, since, pandemic-wise has really cut things short. And the Granada, I think, is ready to get their doors open and get some fans rear ends of the seats there. So this is a good opportunity to get out and see Savannah Chestnut perform live Friday night. So what else is coming up down the road for you?
Oh, let's see. Lots of fairs and events and rodeos mostly this summer. Different music festivals. We'll also be at Washunga Days on the 18th. So if you can't make it to the Granada show, which I hope you can go to both, but if you can't, Council Grove is not too far down the road, and you could definitely get some tickets to Washunga Days. There's a lot of great bands playing this year.
Yeah, absolutely. Have you had a chance at all to maybe set aside a little bit and get some music written up?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
I've got a few songs I'm finishing up. But I do plan on releasing a new album later this year. So when things start to slow down a little bit more in the fall, I'll go ahead and get back in the studio and start recording that.
We can't wait to hear that.
That'd be awesome. That'd be great.
Let us know when that's about to happen. Well, folks, Savannah Chestnut, Emporia, Granada Theater, Friday night, get your tickets. It's going to be a great show this weekend. Savannah, as always, thanks for getting up early for us this morning.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Have a great day.
Thanks, Savannah.
You too.
All right, Savannah Chestnut, Emporia, Granada Theater, Friday night.
All right, and don't miss that. This, to be honest, this is going to be an outstanding show. Want to let you know, too, that we don't have tomorrow's Newsmakers 2 segment slotted yet, but we do have the 8:20. That'll be the Tech Talk with Flint Hills Technical College President Dean Hollenbeck, his last one with us before he officially retires and rides off into the sunset. The Newsmaker 2 segment will be coming up at 8:40. We've got a couple of different options, but we'll get that slotted here this morning. Again, we mentioned here that the Wednesday Newsmaker 2 at 8:20 will feature Unbound Gravel organizers with a review of everything that's happened here over the last several days in and around downtown Emporia.
Yeah, and that will take up basically the rest of the hour on Wednesday.
You're right. I mean, I laugh, but yeah, there's so much stuff that's been happening, and the returns on the investment here for Unbound Gravel, again, the way it looks like, pretty much off the charts, so we're going to line up our guests and be looking forward to that review coming up here at 8:20 Wednesday.
Yeah, a little Unbound Gravel Rewind coming up Wednesday morning at 8:20 right here. A Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Longbine Auto Plaza on West Highway 50. Longbine Auto Plaza, driven by longbineauto.com. Good morning. It's 8:32.
Shop Emporia first. Invest in our hometown.
Customer-driven staffing is